You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Today I'm going to talk about how to achieve inner focus. An important yet fleeting and not so easy skill to come by in today's world is the ability to be focused. With the myriad of activities all around us, our minds have also been trapped in commotion. Everywhere you look, everyone will be busy doing one thing or another. And rarely do we take a pause. There's so much going on around us, and it's all at a constant pursuit for our attention. Every screen we own lighting up with constant notifications beeping and enticing us to give them a chunk of our time. The state of being focused is where you identify a fixed point, a center of interest that you direct all of your thoughts and energy to. This skill is not one to be achieved in a short period. There is a need for continuous and habitual practice for us to be able to get to the point where we can easily focus. It's about turning off everything around you, and you manage to light up only one spot that you're interested in giving your time. We struggle with paying attention and daily focus as we often get distracted while doing our tasks at work or maybe in class, for example. There are many ways that we might try to remedy this, but most times our concentration span will just elongate with a couple of minutes and then fog moves in again. To master focusing, we ought to realize that the focus should be groomed inside. When one lacks inner focus, it's impossible to manifest it on the outer. Achieving inner focus starts with understanding our minds. And since there's no manual for how one has to devote to learning how the mind works, because only when we understand its mechanism, we can be able to control it. When one loses focus, it's not the mind that is jumping around, but rather a constant shift in our awareness. Awareness allows us to be conscious of that we have placed it on. When you're walking around in the dark holding a flashlight, you can only see the parts where you direct the flashlight to. So is our awareness. Now imagine yourself in the dark, but not being the one holding the flashlight. In that instance, you can only see what the person holding the flashlight directs the light to. And that's exactly what's happening in our minds every time we are distracted. Our minds just reacting to what the light has been flashed at, that which has gotten the attention of our awareness. And to achieve inner focus, we have to be in control of our awareness, driving it to any part of our mind that we want to dwell our attention on. Inner focus is cultivated from the ability to exist in the present, being able to observe without judgment. So give yourself time each day to clear your mind of thoughts of the future, the past, and reasoning, and become an observer. Taking in your surroundings and listening to the sound of birds or maybe cars passing by. Take a pause from trying to figure everything out and step back and allow integration to work. And be aware of and embrace your thoughts and feelings in such moments. Give a voice to your unconscious and allow your mind to stretch. Think about incorporating meditation into your daily schedule. It doesn't only have to be for long periods, but always find times to get in touch with your inner self. See, the greatest enemy of focus is not distraction, but overstimulation. And with technology strides, the world is becoming smarter day by day. Our gadgets become distracting because they, at all times, give our brain stimuli. The mind craves distractions, and it rewards us with a stimuli with a bit of dopamine, which is why we're always in a constant state of being distracted. When we dial it down, it's easy for us to focus. And when meditating, you are detached from the exterior and connected to the inner. And this lack of external stimuli allows our awareness to be dwelling on the important things. To achieve inner focus, there is a need to embrace boredom. And these are the moments with fewer stimuli for our minds. Think about detaching yourself from social media. The internet, as well as allowing your mind to be aware of those areas that you often neglect. Most inspiration strikes when we're bored. with nothing pressing on our mind. And this shows just how a constant disconnect can aid in increasing our attention span, opening our minds to more ideas and a better focus. And to get rid of anxiety, to shift your focus from negative thoughts as well. As much as multitasking is good, our minds work best when we're directed on a single thing. So choose what you want to focus on and push every other thought aside. And remember, the more you practice this daily, the closer you will be to getting in your journey to achieve inner focus.
Thanks for joining me today. I look forward to you tuning in to another episode. Make sure that you've subscribed to this podcast and don't forget to click the like button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe and be well.